WPGW, AM and FM, Portland. The Jay County Lady Patriots are on the air. This coverage of Hoosier basketball on Jay Country 101 Radio is being brought to you by community-minded sponsors and by the sports department of Jay Country 101. Now to the gymnasium for tonight's basketball broadcast.
And because we're equal opportunity, our Fort Recovery Open.
The Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on Jay Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Jay Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
Hello and good morning, everyone. Welcome to Fort Recovery High School, the Fort Site Fieldhouse, for today's girls basketball game between Jay County and the Fort Recovery Indians. Justin Mangold, Zeb Hudson with you here. Eric Catterly in the studio back in Portland. Neil Spencer here at Fort Recovery. Again, Jay County and the Fort Recovery Indians. Jay County 6-1 on the year. Fort Recovery comes in with a record of 0-3. The last year's game won by Jay County 58-30. The previous year here at Fort Recovery, 39-31. Jay County won that one as well. All-time series, 16 for Jay County, 13 for Fort Recovery. Again, Jay County and Fort Recovery here this afternoon, coming up again here on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And again, tonight, Jay County boys basketball and Fort Recovery boys basketball will be at Jay County. And that game will start, the JV game, starting at 6 o'clock. Again, from Jay County High School coming up tonight. We'll come back, have more in our pregame show coming up after this.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, you can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Seat Lift Chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Again, back here at Fort Recovery High School, Jay County and Fort Recovery Lady Indians coming up here in just a little bit. So far this season, again, Fort Recovery is 0-3. They played a close game, lost in overtime to Arcanum 41-40. Lost to Mississippi Valley 50-33, although that game was in the 10-12 point range for most of the game. And before the Indians fell apart in the end of the fourth quarter and lost 50-33. And Fort Recovery lost to New Bremen on Monday, 45-39. So 0-3 for the Indians. Jay County's played a pretty tough schedule so far. They are 6-1 on the season. I went over Fort Wayne South, Oak Hill, Belmont, Winchester, Woodland, and Northeastern. And a one-point loss in overtime to Hamilton Heights, a sectional rival. Jay County's last game, an 11-point win over Northeastern, but probably Jay County's worst game they've played this year. So looking to bounce back here this afternoon. Jay Country Fort Recovery. More on our pregame show coming up right after this timeout. You're listening to Jay County and Fort Recovery basketball here on WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com.
The John Jay Center for Learning is now enrolling students for their industrial maintenance classes. You can enroll as an individual student, or if you operate a business or industry, enroll several of your employees for these industrial maintenance classes. Increase your skills to increase your pay by enrolling today in the industrial maintenance classes at the John Jay Center for Learning in Portland. To enroll in these classes conducted in a $1 million maintenance lab at the John Jay Center in downtown Portland, call 729-5525.
This is Aaron Walter. Your farm is your home and your business, an investment worth protecting. The Barnum Brown Insurance Agency and Hastings Mutual Insurance Company have teamed up to bring you experienced, know-how, and professional service to do just that. Hastings Mutual and Barnum Brown are here for the long haul. Call Barnum Brown Insurance in Dunkirk today and let your farm insurance specialist check your coverage. Barnum Brown Insurance Agency, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance, known for Midwestern values since 1885. Call us at 765-768-6721.
Are you a member of the PACASAC Rewards Program? Pick up your new PACASAC Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a PACASAC near you. PACASAC, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. For all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning equipment and service, see Dave McGill and Dustin Huftel at D&D Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Dave and Dustin have over 50 years' experience offering Comfort Maker heating and air conditioning service, Rheem water heaters, plus water conditioning, eel and jetter service, well service, plus sewer and water service. Located at 123 North Depot Street behind Subway. Call D&D at 260-766-4249. License number PC 196-00052. D&D Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Portland.
Back here at Fort Recovery High School, Jay County and Fort Recovery. And Zeb, we always look forward to this game. Good border battle, if you will.
Yeah, everything's a little more personal when you come to a cross the state rivalry.
Fort Recovery, again, 0-3 on the year, and they kind of won by a bunch last year. We'll see if we get a closer game here this afternoon. Just about set to go here. Jay County and Fort Recovery, the first of three games today between, actually four. There's a freshman game tonight as well, but we'll be broadcasting three of the games here on the radio. Girls varsity, boys JV, and boys varsity. We'll come back and have more on our pregame show coming up after this.
The yummy McDonald's Smoky BLT Quarter Pounder with Cheese is here for a limited time at your Portland McDonald's. The Smoky BLT Quarter Pounder with Cheese features a 100% fresh beef quarter pound patty cooked right when you order. It's topped with two slices of American cheese, thick-cut applewood smoked bacon, fresh Roma tomatoes, shredded lettuce, and smoky sauce served on a toasted sesame seed bun. Try the double smoky BLT quarter pounder with cheese today at your Portland McDonald's.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Back here at the field house. Bay County and Fort Recovery just about set to go. Zeb, our starters today.
First for the visiting Jay County Patriots, we've got at guard a 6 foot senior number 30, Renna Sweeterman. At guard a 5'9 junior number 32, Brianna Dirksen. At forward a 5'11 junior number 5, Molly Mullenkamp. At forward a 5'7 junior number 10, Sophie Saxman. And at forward a 6 foot senior number 22, Gabby Bilbrey. Their home team, Fort Recovery Lady Indians. At guard, a 5'4 junior, number 5, Callie Wendell. At guard, a 6 foot sophomore, number 20, Kennedy Mullenkamp. At guard, a 5'6 senior, number 24, Maddie Guggenbiller. At forward, a 5'11 sophomore, number 3, Carly Niekamp. And at forward, a 5'10 junior, number 10, Sage Luthold.
Kirk Comer, the head coach of Jay County, and Holly Gann for Fort Recovery.
We've been doing this long enough, we remember when Holly Gann was playing for Fort Recovery.
Right. About, you know, 10, 12 years ago or so, probably. Jumping for Jay County will be Gabby Bilbrey. For Fort Recovery will be Sage Luthold. Not too big of a crowd here this afternoon.
I think there's more behind us than you think, but
yeah. Big Jay County crowd, not so much for Fort Recovery. Indians control the tap, and with it is Kennedy Mullenkamp.
Just to let you know that the amount of Fort Recovery Indians listed in the book was 8.
So Fort Recovery playing with 8 today. As they have some injuries. Into the corner it goes to Luthold. Luthold up top to Callie Wendell. Wendell out to Maddie Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller goes to the corner to Mullenkamp. Lobs down low, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by Molly Mullenkamp.
So each team has a Mullenkamp.
Yes.
So kind of has two Dirksens.
Inbounds is knocked away from Kennedy Mullenkamp. Jay County will pick up the loose change. Here is Sweeterman. Feeds to Mullenkamp down low, and she'll score. Molly Mullenkamp with the bucket.
Not sure that was a pass, but it worked.
I think it got knocked away from behind.
Yes.
And ended up in Mullenkamp's hands. 2-0, Jay. Down low, and Fort Recovery lost the ball. Callie Wendell could not handle the pass. Jay County will pick it up. Sweeterman takes it down, flips it up, and then blocking foul.
Blocking foul on Kennedy Mullenkamp. That'll be her first, team's first.
So two shots for Renna Sweeterman. There's a Sweeterman on Fort Recovery's lineup, but she's not listed in the book today. That is Lily.
Number 30, Renna Sweeterman to the line.
So only one Sweeterman on the floor today. Renna's free throw is good. Now 99 points away from breaking Jay County's school record for points. And she slides inside 100. And both are good. She's not going to get them today. 4-0 Patriots. 6:55 to play in the first quarter. Indians lost the ball, picked up by Sophie Saxman. Shirving it down off to Lena Sweeterman. Spots a three. That's off. Rebound for Saxman up no good. Rebound for Bilbrey. Back to Mullenkamp. She'll put it up and miss. Rebound Saxman. She'll miss. Rebound, out of bounds, off Fort Recovery. Well, unfortunately, if you're a Jay County fan, the Patriots have picked up where they left off on Tuesday. They were 23 of 86 from the field on Tuesday. 86 shots, and missed a lot of them. Inside pass, good. Shots good for Bilbrey.
Yeah, four shots, point blank range there for Jay County, and none went in before knocked out of bounds.
makes it 6-0 Patriots, knocked out of bounds by Saxman.
The bench players saw their life flash before their eyes when Saxman was, left her feet to knock that ball out of bounds. They thought she was landing on him.
The ball was headed right at Danielle May, too. Ball into the corner, stolen away by Sweeterman. That has 4 turnovers. Renner lost the ball and out of bounds. Couldn't decide whether to shoot or pass.
And I think at the end she was thinking about pass to Brianna Dirksen, who was wide open on the left side, but lost the ball before then.
Yeah, it was too late at that point. 6-0 Patriots, lapped away by Sweeterman out of bounds. Molly Mullenkamp could not corral it.
Fort Recovery is having a little bit of a difficult time getting through the pressure defense that Jay County has.
We'll see how long the Patriots stay with this press.
It's their 1-3-1.
And a foul on Molly Mullenkamp.
Her first, team's first, so all Mullenkamps aside got one foul each.
6-0 Patriots, 5:47 to play, first quarter. On our Kalp Pharmacy scoreboard. Indians with the ball. Kennedy Mullenkamp passes off to the corner to Maddie Guggenmiller and lost out of bounds. Let's see. Where's my sheet? Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians and the Jay County Patriots from Dr. Tom Banna and all of his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Again, that's the dental office of Dr. Thomas Banta. First quarter scoreboard, again, sponsored by Kalp Pharmacy. And Jay County just lost the ball. Indians pick it up. They'll come down and a foul on Molly Mullenkamp again.
That'll be her second, team second.
Kalp Pharmacy, locations in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana.
Be 2 shots for Callie Wendell.
Callie looking to put the Indians on the board, and she does not.
With the first free throw, McIntyre in, Molly Mullenkamp out for Jay County.
6-0 Patriots, 5:12 first quarter. Second free throw is good.
It's the third time this year we've had a team score 1 point as their first.
Right, third game in a row. 6-1 the score. Bounce pass to the corner to McIntyre. Down low, ball is loose. And picked up by Fort Recovery. Jay County's third turnover. Here come the Indians. Mullenkamp to the hoop, lost it. Picked up by Saxman of Jay.
Saxman could have let that go out of bounds, but decided I wanted to steal anyway.
Out to Sweeterman, connects on the three. Makes it 9-1, Jay. 4:40 in the first quarter on our Kalp Pharmacy scoreboard. Ball nearly slapped away by Bilberry.
The fans over there are thankful.
Nearly a foul. And 10 seconds.
Yeah. You don't see that call very often, but it.
4:29 to play in the first quarter. It's 9-1, Jay County with the lead. Timeout, Fort Recovery, back after this.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number 1 for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
No matter if you're a student or a senior citizen, good eye health and optimal vision are critical factors for better performance. Whether it's time for your routine eye exam, or maybe you've been experiencing difficulties with your vision, call the office of Dr. David Fullenkamp and Dr. Abby Small at 260-726-4210 or stop by at 1111 North Meridian Street in Portland. Better eyesight means better performance at school, at work, and at play. So schedule your eye exam today with Dr. David Fullenkamp or Dr. Abby Small in Portland.
Down low, a pass to Sophie Saxman. She'll put it up and scores. And that makes the score 11-1. Patriots by 10. 4:05 to play on our Kalp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Ask about Count Pharmacy weekly prescription programs with delivery of your needed prescriptions to your home on a weekly basis.
Smart play that time by Carly Niekamp. In trouble on the sideline, just threw it off of a Patriot player out of bounds.
Ball to Kennedy Mollenkamp. She'll score the first basket. 4-point recovery. Rob tells me she's been playing very well the last couple of games.
There, she didn't have to bring the ball down the floor, so she was able to get into the offense a little better.
Bilbrey misses down low. Saxman the rebound, and she's called for traveling. There, okay. Be out of bounds to the Indians.
I've learned over the years that that kind of contact is not going to get called.
Like a 4A game here, if you're in Indiana. Indians with the ball, deflected by Bilbrey, picked up by Saxman. Gets it over to Brianna Dirksen, to Sweeterman. Sweeterman just shoots a three and hits it. Had nowhere to pass the ball, really nowhere to go, so just shot it and went in. 8 points for Rena Sweeterman.
And it wasn't like she wasn't being guarded hard.
There's a near steal. It's 14-3, the Patriots lead. Ball deflected again. Indians pick it up. Shots no good for Niekamp. The rebound taken down by McIntyre. Jay. Quickly down the court to Sweeterman, to Saxman. Hooks the pass to Brianna Dirksen up and in. Makes it 16-3.
2 point basket, Brianna Dirksen.
Good thing Saxman's used to the contact in all these games because she's getting a lot of air.
Shot blocked by Renna Sweeterman for recovery of the rebound. With it is Callie Wendell. There's a three, no good. The rebound for Sweeterman. Quickly up the court. Wendell will stop, pop, and miss. I don't think she quite had the handle of that when she shot it. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. With the ball is Wendell. Wendell goes to the corner to Guggenbiller. Maddie up top to Mollenkamp. Now to the right side to Niekamp. Niekamp cross-court pass to Mollenkamp.
I'd say it's taken for recovery a little bit to get into the swing of things with this Jay County defense.
Ball deflected around. Indians get the ball back. Guggenbiller. And she is fouled by Saxman.
Her first, team's third. Jay County fans not happy with that after all the contact that Saxman has taken when she's been shooting.
Meredith Dirksen and Bella Denton check in for Jay County.
Saxman and Bilbrey get a breather.
1:50 to play in the first quarter on our Count Pharmacy scoreboard at 16-3. Jay County in front. And then trapped in the corner to get out of it. Left side is Wendell. Callie will pop a three in and out. The rebound for McIntyre of Jay. Mabry quickly down the court to Sweeterman. Drives toward the hoop, splits the defense, and draws a foul. So foul on the floor. Patriots lead 16-3. We'll come back and have more from the Portside Fieldhouse right after this timeout.
Redefine your home comfort with the Infinity System by Carrier. This ultimate home comfort system provides superior energy efficiency, outstanding comfort, and control for every dimension of your home's environment. And only with the new Infinity System Control are you truly able to unleash the power of the system's advanced technology. Experience unparalleled comfort technology today. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Your Carrier dealer in this area is Dave's Heating and Cooling at 1238 West Water Street in Portland.
One of two for Renna Sweeterman. Makes it 17-3, the Patriots in the lead. Indians with the ball. And stolen away by Brianna Dirksen. 7 Fort Recovery turnovers. Ball was loose now and a foul. I think I'm Brianna.
Yes.
It is.
Foul on number 32.
That is Jay County's fifth turnover.
First, team four.
It's out of bounds to Fort Recovery. Patriots lead 17-3 on the Count Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Again, locations in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. Another foul on the Patriots.
Be on the other Dirksen, Meredith Dirksen. Her first.
Number 14, Meredith Dirksen.
Team fifth.
On the inbounds will be Niekamp. Comes into Mollenkamp. Kennedy Mollenkamp, a sophomore. Goes to her right to Wendell. back to Mullen Camp. Indians, like you said, have to take their time getting into their offense. And even then, it's tough. Niekamp passes up top to Wendell. Down to 33 seconds in the quarter.
It's like what they want to do, they can't do because Jay County has someone in the passing lane.
Right. To the right to Mullen Camp. Ball knocked out of bounds by McIntyre.
Bilbrey in for Sweeterman and Saxman in for Brianna Dirksen.
22 seconds to play on our Calc Pharmacy scoreboard. Jay 17-3. Niekamp on the inbounds comes to Mullenkamp. Into the corner, Luthold. Now picked off, pass stolen by Bella Denton. Here come the Patriots with 10 seconds. Meredith Dirksen directing traffic. As it knocked away, goes into the backcourt for Saxman. Down to 3 seconds to play. To Bilbrey for a long two, no good. And that's the quarter. After one quarter, Shea County 17, Fort Recovery 3. Thanks to Calc Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, for handicap medical equipment, visit Calc Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. And in Calc Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, 17-3, Jay County after one.
You may not know it, but Hitzer Patio and Fireplace is the perfect gift center for most everyone on your gift list.
Big green egg grills, gift certificates, custom Hitzer fire pits, Pelican premium coolers, laser cut signs and decorations in most any size or shape. Hitzer, 269 East Main Street in Bern.
Merry Christmas from Hitzer.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Calc Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Sleep Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and clothes to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at Fort Recovery, 17-3, Jay in the lead. Second quarter underway. Bella Denton with the ball for Jay. And she traveled. First quarter stats.
Let's see. Jay County was 6 of 13 for 46% from the floor, 3 of 4 for 75% from the free throw line, and 2 of 3 for 67% from three-point range. Fort Recovery, 1 of 5 for 20% from the floor.
As Kennedy Mullenkamp missed the long two. Indians get the rebound and scoring. There's Conley Niekamp.
2 point basket, Conley Niekamp.
And 1 of 2 for 50% from the free throw line and 0 for 2 from three-point range.
17-5 the score. Sweeterman the pass to Bilbrey. Back to Sweeterman. 10-footer misses. Rebound will be out of bounds to Jay County. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsored by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Your New Holland and Qualls Farm Equipment dealer is K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. 17-5, the Patriots lead early second quarter. Sweeterman down low to Saxman. Off to Brianna Dirksen. Now to Cassie Petro, who checked in. Petro's pass goes to Sweeterman. Renner with the ball on top of the key. Feeds down low to Bilbrey. Bilbrey takes it to the hoop and misses, but a foul.
I'm surprised they called that.
So Gabby Bilbrey will go to the free throw line for two shots. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Back here at Fort Recovery, 18-5, as both free throws are now good, 19-5. As Bilbray connects twice. Jay County by 14, 6:45 to play in our K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Turnover Fort Recovery. Bilbray comes down and scores again. Makes it 21-5. 6.5 to play second quarter.
And Jay County's pressure defense really causing trouble for Fort Recovery. There's another bucket by Sage Luthold.
Her first points today. Makes it 21-7. There's Saxman hitting a cutting. Brianna Dirksen to Bilbray. Out to Sweeterman for three. High arcing shot. No good. Rebound taken down by Kennedy Mullenkamp. And Fort Recovery has it. She'll take it to the hoop and score. Nobody picked her up.
Nice little floater.
Yep. 21-9, and Jay County will call a timeout. 5:54 to play in our K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. 21-9, the Patriots lead. Back after this.
Tim Klingensmith at Raymond James & Associates in Portland is proud to sponsor this broadcast and wishes Jay County good luck this season. At Raymond James, the financial well-being of our clients always comes first. Raymond James financial advisor Tim Klingensmith, with over 30 years of experience, along with Maria Snow, client services associate, are available to help you with your financial needs at 928 North Meridian Street in Portland or call them at 260-726-8596. Raymond James & Associates Incorporated. Member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. Life well planned.
21-9, the Patriots lead. 5:54 to play in our K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard.
They're both coaches that helped you with a timeout each.
Yeah. Gassi Petro with the ball for Jay. Down low to Sweeterman. Hooks the pass to Bilbray. Puts it up. Missed the shot. Drew a foul. So Bilbray back to the free throw line for two more.
Fouls on Carly Niekamp, her second. Team fourth.
Niekamp, a 5'11 sophomore.
Number 22 at the line, Gabby Bilbray.
Two more for Bilbray. She has 6 points tonight, today. First a short.
Petro out, McIntyre back in.
As well as 10,
one more free throw for the senior. And the second free throw is good. 22-9, the Patriots lead by 13. 5:40 to play second quarter. And there's a little bit of trouble. Mullenkamp just across the timeline before the 10-second count. And then they throw it away. Turnover number 10 of the ball game. Jay County has 6. It's a lot of turnovers early on. 22-9, the Patriots lead. Here's Saxman. Down low to Bilbray. Works the way in. The ball is tied up. Oh, they call it travel on Jay County. Okay. But the Indians have taken it away by the time she traveled. Either way, it's Fort Recovery ball. Jay leading by 13. And sticking with the 1-3-1.
Yeah. Haven't really switched out of it too much.
Outside the window for three. No good. Out of bounds on the rebound to Jay. Okay, and K&L Tractor Sales and Service are second quarter scoreboard. See the Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons. Available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Sophie Saxman with the ball. Download to McIntyre. McIntyre hooks it out to Sweeterman for three and short. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. The county's gone cold again.
Still getting good looks at the basket, just not able to get him to fall.
Patriots lead by 13 still. Luthold on the right side. Stops. Hooks it to Guggenbiller. And it's knocked away. It's on the floor. Fort Recovery picks it up. In some trouble. Now they get out of it. Wendell comes to the corner. Three for Mullenkamp. Missed it. Rebound taken down by Mollenkamp. That's missed. Rebound taken down by Dobrin. Quickly up to Sweeterman. She'll take it to the hoop. Puts it up. Missed the shot. Rebound taken down by Jay Cunning. Brianna Dirks on the board. Off to Sweeterman. Stops on the right block and scores.
He's got 11.
Makes it 24-9. Halfway through the second quarter. Pretty quick game so far. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp.
Just going. A few foul shots, not too bad.
Yeah, going to Callie Wendell, back to Mollenkamp, to Wendell, to Mollenkamp. And around the defense, back out it goes to Gugendola. Long two-pointer is no good. And a foul on the Patriots.
Did he wait to blow the whistle unless she made it? It
kind of looked that way.
That was way late.
So two free throws for Fort Recovery. We'll be back.
Rex Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction are proud to be the source for all of your commercial and industrial concrete and general construction needs, plus crane service as well. Mid-States Corporate Office is now located in the former bank building on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, proud to support Jay County students in the classroom and on the courts.
Gugendola misses both free throws. Jay County gets the rebound.
Danielle May gets the rebound as she checked in for Brianna Dirksen during the free throws.
And the sacks went back to Sweeterman. Eight-footer is no good. Rebound taken down eventually by Jay. Here's Sweeterman going to the hoop and an offensive foul. No, it's a blocking foul.
I don't think they know what offensive fouls are.
It sure looked like an offensive foul. Foul is on Fort Recovery.
I said bucket went in.
Good. Number 30, Red Streeter into the line for Jay County.
So count the bucket makes it 26-9. So insult to the foul.
Maddie Gugenbiller picks up her first. Team's fifth.
Free throw is good. I should know better than to commit to offensive or blocking foul, but. Sure looked offensive to me. 27-9, the Patriots by 18, the biggest lead of the game.
But then again, they just saw it called a very, very delayed foul on the other end.
Right. Mollenkamp goes to the right side to Wendell. Back to Mollenkamp. To Luthold. Sage up top goes to Wendell. Callie's in some trouble, needs help. Still needs help. Mollenkamp goes to get it. Now back to Wendell. To Mollenkamp. Can't get by those two right now. Just Wendell and Mollenkamp. Cross court it goes to Luthold.
Even Comer is ducking on that one.
Now back to the right corner to Kennedy Mollenkamp. And there's a steal by Sophie Saxman. Hooks the pass to McIntyre. And she had it poked away and stolen. Here come the Indians.
By Carly Wendell.
Wendell missed the shot. Rebound for Saxman. Quickly up the court to Sweeterman. She goes to the hoop, spins, shoots, scores. Nice move. Nothing you can do about that.
No.
Makes it 29-9. The Patriots by 20. 2 minutes to play in our K&L Tractor Sales and Service first quarter scoreboard, or second quarter scoreboard. Left side is Kennedy Mollenkamp. To the corner to Gugendola.
Fort Recovery is going to have to start shooting any open shot they got at this point.
Gugendola takes it to the hoop, blocked from behind by Dobry. Rebound on the floor, picked up by Sweeterman. Ringer will bring it down. Stops, pops, misses. Rebound, out of bounds, off Jay County. With 1:21 to play in the second quarter.
Colleague in for Gugendola.
Eva Colleague, a 5'7 sophomore. Gugendola definitely needed the rest. I'm not sure she's been out yet tonight, today. 20-point Jay lead, 1:15 to play in the half. On our K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Indians with the ball.
This might be one reason why this game's going a little faster, because every offensive possession, it takes Fort Recovery about 8 passes to try and get that entry pass in to the lower post.
Ball knocked away, stolen by Saxman. She'll bring it down. Lost the ball, got it back, and scored. So Saxman's first bucket of the quarter. Makes it 31-9, the Patriots in the league. 38 seconds to play in the first half. Left side to Luthold. She lost the ball to be picked up by Sweeterman. Now she loses it. Picked up by Bilbrey.
22 seconds left.
And Jay County looks like they will play for one shot. Although Sweeterman barely made it across half court before the 10-second count. Down to 10. Sweeterman to the corner to McIntyre. Spots a three. It's missed. Rebound taken down by Callie Wendell. And that's the half. Halftime here at Fort Recovery. It's 31 for Jay County and 9 for Fort Recovery. A 22-point Jay lead at the half. We'll come back, have our halftime show coming up after this. Again, thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, for outstanding service for all of your farm and lawn and garden equipment, see K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. 31-9, the Patriots lead at the half. Back with more after this.
At Portland Insurance, we're committed to helping your business plan for the unexpected. No matter whether you're a small mom-and-pop shop or a large international business, we can find the proper coverage and make it as simple as possible. For more about your business insurance, see me, Kyle Champ, at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
Redefine your home comfort with the Infinity System by Carrier. This ultimate home comfort system provides superior energy efficiency, outstanding comfort, and control for every dimension of your home's environment. And only with the new Infinity System Control are you truly able to unleash the power of the system's advanced technology. Experience unparalleled comfort technology today. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Your Carrier dealer in this area is Dave's Heating and Cooling at 1238 West Water Street in Portland.
The holidays are upon us. Have you made your list and checked it twice? With so much to do, where do you start? Right here at home. Whether you're trimming the tree, planning the menu, sprucing up the house, or even planning a holiday getaway, our local businesses have you covered. So please remember to support the retailers, restaurants, caterers, and other service providers in our community by shopping and buying local this holiday season. Sponsored by your local Chamber of Commerce and First Bank of Bern.
The yummy McDonald's Smoky BLT Quarter Pounder with Cheese is here for a limited time at your Portland McDonald's. The Smoky BLT Quarter Pounder with Cheese features a 100% fresh beef quarter pound patty cooked right when you order. It's topped with two slices of American cheese, thick-cut applewood smoked bacon, fresh Roma tomatoes, shredded lettuce, and smoky sauce served on a toasted sesame seed bun. Try the double smoky BLT quarter pounder with cheese today at your Portland McDonald's.
Back here at Fort Recovery, 31-9. Jay County in front here at the half over Fort Recovery. Again tonight, we'll have Jay County and Fort Recovery boys basketball. The two teams will meet at Jay County, JV, and the freshman game will start at 6, and varsity after that. And we'll have both JV and the varsity game coming up tonight at Jay County. Let's go to Zeb and check out the first half of our stats here at halftime.
First for Jay County, they're led in scoring by Renna Sweeterman with 16, 7 points for Gabby Bilbrey, 4 points for Sophie Saxman, 2 points for Brianna Dirksen, and 2 points for Molly Mullenkamp. Shooting for Jay County in the first quarter, they were 6 of 13 for 46%. Second quarter, 5 of 12 for 42%. So at the half, Jay County is 11 of 25 for 44% from the floor. From the free throw line in the first quarter, Jay County was 3 of 4 for 75%. Second quarter, 4 of 5 for 80%. So at the half, Jay County is 7 of 9 for 78% from the free throw line. from three-point range in the first quarter. Chick County was 2 of 3 for 67%. Second quarter, 0 for 3. So at the half, Chick County is 2 of 6 for 33%. When we come back, we'll look at Fort Recovery's halftime stats.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
K&L Tractor Sales on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery has a large assortment of farm toys perfect for Christmas gifts. They have pedal tractors, small farm sets, hats, t-shirts, as well as other smaller items that fit under the Christmas tree. And don't forget about the big ticket items that go in the barn. Everyone at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery wish you a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today, yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse, 31-9, the lead for Jay County at the half. Update from the World Cup, United States lost to the Netherlands 3-1, so they are eliminated from the World Cup. So back to Zeb for the rest of our halftime stats.
For Fort Recovery, they're led in scoring by Kennedy Mullenkamp with 4, 2 points for Carly Niekamp, 2 points for Sage Luthold, and 1 point for Carly Wendell. Shooting for Fort Recovery in the first quarter, they were 1 of 5 for 20%. Second quarter, 3 of 9 for 33%. So at the half, Fort Recovery is 4 of 14 for 29% from the floor. From the free throw line in the first quarter, Fort Recovery is 1 of 2 for 50%. Second quarter, 0 for 2. So at the half, Fort Recovery is 1 of 4 for 25% from the free throw line. From three-point range in the first quarter, Fort Recovery is 0 for 2. Second quarter, 0 for 2. So at the half, Fort Recovery is 0 for 4 from three-point range. And I had Jay County out-rebounding Fort Recovery in the first half, 16-8.
Turnovers, Fort Recovery with 13 and a half. Jay County with 8. We get our halftime score, Jay County 31, Fort Recovery 9. Back with second half action after this.
Fisher Meats in Portland and Muncie is your source for an outstanding selection of quality retail meats, including Fisher's own luncheon meats, locally made and crafted in small batches. If you're needing custom butchering of your beef and pork, Fisher Meats vacuum packages all of your cuts for the freezer. Simply the finest custom butchering service there is. Fisher Meats, located on Walnut Street in both Portland and Muncie. When you think of quality meats, there's really only one place that comes to mind. Fisher Meats. The John Jay Center for Learning is now enrolling students for their industrial maintenance classes. You can enroll as an individual student, or if you operate a business or industry, enroll several of your employees for these industrial maintenance classes. Increase your skills to increase your pay by enrolling today in the industrial maintenance classes at the John Jay Center for Learning in Portland. To enroll in these classes conducted in a $1 million maintenance lab at the John Jay Center in downtown Portland, call 729-5525.
Did you hear about Aero Ag? Are they touring again? What? No, Aero Ag is a local aerial application company with Andy Landon and Wade Llewellyn.
Like in a plane?
Yes, the AT-502.
Aero Ag helps farmers achieve higher yields, protects their crops from disease, and controls weeds and pests.
Yes, call Andy at 726-5002.
Or Wade at 765-209-0960.
Higher yields from the sky.
With Aero Ag! Maybe I should go on tour.
What? No, but you should call Aero Ag.
Hi, this is Aaron Walter. Remember that class in school that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at Barn & Brown Insurance Agency agree that we will help you ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interests. Hastings Mutual Insurance and Barn & Brown Insurance Agency will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. Barn & Brown Insurance Agency, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwestern values since 1885. Call Barn & Brown Insurance in Dunkirk at 765-768-6721.
Back here at the Fort Sightfield House, 31-9. Jay County in front at the half.
Fort Recovery gets the ball to start the second half.
Our third quarter scoreboard sponsored by Cooper Farms. And Jay County by 22. Early third quarter. Guggenbiller with the ball. Knocked away, stolen by Molly Mullenkamp. Now she lost the ball, got it back to Brianna Dirksen. She'll attack the basket. Feeds to Bilbrey, out to Sweeterman. Wide open three is good. Good movement that time.
3-point basket. That's a good drive by Brianna Dirksen. Hits wide open Bilbrey, who turns around and hits even more wide open.
I think at least a couple of Jay County players didn't take wide open shots, but they got it to another wide open shot. Here comes Mullenkamp for Fort Recovery. Gets the pass out. Looking it around, that is Carly Niekamp. Niekamp hooks the pass to the right side to Guggenbiller. Pass deflected. Wendell got it back. That'll be a long two. Missed it. Rebound for Sweeterman. Jay with its biggest lead, 34-29. In the lane to Bilbrey. Turns, fires, misses. Rebound taken down by Bilbrey. Out to Sweeterman for three again. That one's short. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp. Sweeterman would have gone forward instead of backwards once she shot that. The ball is left short. Fort Recovery turns it over again. Here's Brianna Dirksen to Saxman. Puts it up. Scores. I don't know how the pass got through there, but makes it 36-9. Jay suddenly by 27 on our Cooper Farm scoreboard. Scoring the first 5 points of the quarter. Here is Callie Wendell. Wendell's pass stolen by Sweeterman, picked up by Mullenkamp, and she falls down in travel. Need to get rid of it before she fell down.
Didn't realize there was a couple of her own players behind her.
Yeah. The smart thing is to just hold the ball and not turn it over, because that would have led, not get rid of it where she was, because that would have led to an easy basket for Fort Recovery. But
yes.
She didn't realize that a couple of her teammates are right beside her, too. Either way, it's Indian ball. They trail by 27. Here is Callie Wendell. Going to Guggenbiller. Maddie's pass deflected, picked up by Brianna Dirksen of Jay County. She'll bring it down. Bounce pass to Saxman. She needs help. Back to Mullenkamp, and Molly will miss. But a foul.
Foul is on Maddie Guggenbiller, her second, team's first of the second half.
So Mullenkamp will have two shots. She has not been at the line today. That's short. One thing Jay County's had issues with this year is free throws.
Yes.
Somewhat continuing today.
They normally shoot pretty good in the first half, but as the game goes on, free throws don't fall as easily.
That one does fall. Makes it 37-9, one of two. for Molly Mullenkamp. Now it's Kennedy Mullenkamp with the ball for Fort Recovery. Pass goes to Wendell. Wendell back to Mullenkamp. Tacks the basket, leaves it corner. Shot is missed by Niekamp.
I think Brianna Dirksen got a piece of that.
May have. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Here's Mullenkamp. And a foul. That'll go on Bilbrey.
That was on number 20.
Her first, team's first.
Her first, team first.
She fouled despite the fact that she didn't think she did.
Right. This little hand check foul.
Again, Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Here's Wendell. And Wendell stepped out of bounds.
Yeah. I think Bilbrey thought it was going to be a foul on her again.
Yeah. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well.
37-9, Jay County in front. Fort Recovery's been stuck on 9 for a while.
Bilbrey in the lane scores. He's had some issues with that turnaround shot today, but that one goes. Makes it a 30-point lead, 39-9, 4:40 to play in the third quarter. Pass deflected by Mullenkamp, picked up by Saxman. She'll take it down and score. 41-9 now, up to a 32-point lead. It would be nice if this stayed under 35 for a while, though. Mullenkamp hooks the pass to the right side. Niekamp trapped in the corner. Nearly stolen, but they get out of it. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kennedy dishes off to Wendell. Callie backs up, back to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp goes to the corner to Niekamp. Back to Wendell. Wendell to the left side to Eva Collig. Back up top to Wendell. Fort Recovery even have any shots this half?
They've missed two.
We're halfway through the Cooper Farms third quarter. And Indians just can't get into a rhythm. Shot missed by Niekamp. The rebound taken down by Sweeterman and Jay. Renna takes it, goes left side to Brianna Dirksen, down to Saxman. Out to Renna, free throw line shot is short. The rebound chased down by Saxman. Back to Sweeterman, down low to Dirksen. Dirksen back to Sweeterman. Renna corner, cross court pass, and it hit the backboard.
It was aimed for Saxman, which would have been a good pass. But it hit the side of the backboard.
When it hit the side of the backboard, about took out the heads of a couple of Fort Recovery players who were laughing about it. Ball deflected, stolen again.
Time by Brianna Dirksen.
Turnover number 5 of the quarter. Here's Sweeterman going to the hoop. Bounce pass to Bilbrey, back to Renna. Long two-pointer is good. 21 today for the senior. 43-9. Jay County by 34 with 2:39 to play on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Here is Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp to Niekamp. Back up top to Wendell. Around to Mullenkamp to Luthold. Turnaround shot no good. Rebound taken down by Mullenkamp to Jay. Molly brings it down. Pass deflected. Renna picks it up. Sweeterman for Jay. Ball loose and a foul. Molly Mullenkamp again.
Her third, team's second.
Three Patriots will check in. Cassie Petro, Avery McIntyre, Bella Denton.
Brianna Dirksen, Saxman, and Bilbrey out for Jay County.
2 minutes to play in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Jay leads 43-9. Indians have not scored this quarter. Here is Kennedy Mullenkamp. Feeds down low. The ball is deflected. A foul on Jay.
Be on Renna Sweeterman, her second, team's third.
Also number 30, Renna Sweeterman, her second, team third.
We got a bounds for Fort Recovery. On the inbounds, it's Wendell. Wendell will back up. Goes to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp goes to Wendell. To Guggenbiller, down low. Turnaround shot is up and good for Niekamp. And the Indians finally on the scoreboard in the third quarter.
Gets Fort Recovery off that nine.
They've been there for a long, long time. 43-11 now. Sweeterman with it for Jay. Goes toward the hoop. Lost the ball, got it back, and she'll draw a foul.
Foul is on Niekamp, her third. Team second. Booth Holder will pick it up and check in for Niekamp.
Two shots for Sweeterman. The first is good. I wasn't entirely convinced that was a shooting foul, but I thought she still had the ball down low when the foul occurred, but the official disagrees. 44-11 now. And now 45. Sweeterman out. Meredith Dirksen in.
Meredith Dirksen checking in for the Patriots.
Renault with 23 so far. May not see much of her in the fourth quarter.
45-11, Kay County in front.
34-point Patriots lead. Here is Kennedy Mullenkamp to Wendell. Back to Mullenkamp. With a minute to play in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Right side of Guggenbiller. Back to Mullenkamp. Stops, needs help. Back to Wendell. Corner for Guggenbiller. She needs help. Back to Wendell. Now to Mullenkamp. 45 seconds to play in the quarter. With the ball in the corner is Collig. She's in trouble. And a foul on Cassie Petro.
Her first. Team's fourth.
Cooper Farms, one of our third quarter scoreboard sponsors. Check out the many employment opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to Cooper Farms, joinourteam.com. Again, that's Cooper Farms, joinourteam.com. Indians with the ball, 30 seconds to play. Guggenbiller forces a shot. The rebound taken down by Mullenkamp off the miss. Quickly down to Meredith Dirksen out of bounds. She had no chance of getting that. Pass was just way too hard.
Too hard, not sure how much she saw of it.
Yeah, it was so fast.
There were so many players between Mullenkamp and Dirksen.
Jay County's first turnover of the half. Down to 10 seconds. Left it goes to Mullenkamp. Now to Wendell. Check the clock with 3 seconds to Guggenbiller. And that's the quarter. Thanks to Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg, Ohio. Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. After 3, Jay 45, Fort Recovery 11. Back with more the fourth quarter after this.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. If you or a loved one is 65 or over, it's time to review your Medicare Part D coverage. Plan options continue to change every year. If you are concerned about the cost of your Medicare drugs and coverage, Calp Pharmacy can help with a free plan comparison to make sure you get the medications you need. To set up a free Medicare plan review, visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, or call 1-800-686-2314. Calp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
45-11, Jay County in the lead as we start the fourth quarter. Patriots with the basketball. Mabry McIntyre has it. Off to Meredith Dirksen. Now Cassie Petro. Petro in trouble. It's to Meredith Dirksen. The ball is knocked away and knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery. So we'll stay with Jay County. Patriots by 34. No, they say it's Object Cummings, so it's a turnover on the Patriots. So Fort Recovery gets the ball. Callie Wendell down low to DeCamp. Now it's tied up, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to make sure they didn't call a foul.
Yeah, I know.
Third quarter stats.
Let's see. Fort Recovery was 1 of 6 for 17%. No free throws and 0 for 1 from 3-point range. Jay County 5 of 8 for 63% from the floor. 3 of 4 for 75% from the free throw line. And 1 of 2 for 50% from 3-point range.
And then it's turned the ball over. Jay County gets it back. Here's Cassie Petro to McIntyre. Out to Meredith Dirksen for 3. Good. Meredith Dirksen with 3, and they count it as a 3. She had one a couple games ago that was a 3, and they only count it as a 2. And that'll start the running clock at 48-11. Natalie Carreno will check in at the next stop. Her first varsity action coming up. In this drive, Maddie Guggenbiller misses the shot. Dirksen the rebound. She'll bring it up the court. Bounce pass to Petro. Long two-pointer is no good. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Patriots by 37. And timeout call by Holly Gann of Fort Recovery. 6:30 to play in the fourth quarter. It's Jay County 48, Fort Recovery 11. Back with more after this.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
For all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning equipment and service, see Dave McGill and Dustin Huftel at D&D Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Dave and Dustin have over 50 years' experience offering Comfort Maker heating and air conditioning service, Rheem water heaters, plus water conditioning, eel and jetter service, well service, plus sewer and water service. Located at 123 North Depot Street behind Subway. Call D&D at 260-766-4249. License number PC 196-00052. D&D Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Portland.
Back at the field house. 48-11 the lead for Jay. 6:15 to play in the fourth quarter. Left side is Callie Wendell. Wendell with the basketball. Pass deflected. Indians get it back. Niekamp. Niekamp around to Wendell for 3 short. Rebound for Cassie Petra of Jay. She wants to push it up the court. Drives toward the hoop. Lost the ball for foot. Got it back. Needs help. Down low to Carreno. Out it goes to May for 3 off. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Indians have it down by 37.
Good look that time for May. Just didn't fall.
A little bit too strong.
Natalie Carreno into the game for Jay County. Replacing McIntyre.
Colleague with it. Goes to the corner to Mullenkamp. Back to Wendell. To the right side. Indians really don't have enough numbers that they can put in a whole bunch of bench players at the end of the game. Because they pretty much use everybody they have, at least listed.
Fort Recovery kind of thinks, all right, new faces, same defense.
Yeah, pretty much. Mullenkamp with it. She'll spin, needs help. Gets the pass out to Wendell. Now to the corner for Colleague. Back to Wendell. They just struggle to get shots off, and when they do, they're forced. Put the ball in the corner. 3-4 Colleague is missed. Rebound will be taken down by Luthold. Up no good. Rebound by Meredith Dirksen, and they call a held ball.
Even though she got landed on.
Yeah. Which will go to Jay. With 4:30 to play.
Number 24, Maddie Guggenbiller checking back in.
Niekamp out, Guggenbiller back in for Fort Recovery.
And Jay County will call a timeout. 4:20 to play in the fourth quarter, 48-11. The Patriots with the lead. We'll come back, have more from the Fort Site Fieldhouse coming up right after this from AeroAg.
Did you hear about AeroAg? Are they touring again? What? No, AeroAg is a local aerial application company with Andy Landon and Wade Llewellyn.
Like in a plane?
Yes, the AT-502.
AeroAg helps farmers achieve higher yields, protects their crops from disease, and controls weeds and pests.
Yes, call Andy at 726-5002.
Or Wade at 765-209-0960.
Higher yields from the sky.
With AeroAg! Maybe I should go on tour.
What? No, but you should call AeroAg.
Back here at the field house, 48-11. Jay County by 37, 4:20 to play in the fourth quarter. As you said, good timeout by Coach Comer.
Yeah, Fort Recovery going to press, so he wanted to talk to his younger players, tell him how to. He wants them to approach this full court press.
Jay County has Meredith Dirksen, Bella Denton, Natalie Carino, Cassie Petro, and Danielle May on the floor. Carino with it. And a couple of steps. Shot is no good. Rebound Denton up, no good. Rebound out of bounds off Jay County's Danielle May. A couple of good looks. Halfway through the fourth quarter, Patriots lead at 48-11. Here is Mullenkamp for Fort Recovery. To Guggenbiller. Up top to Wendell. Now to the corner for Mullenkamp. To Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller finds Mullenkamp left side. Good. Instead of trying to go around the defense, that time they just went over the top. Makes it 48-13. Here's Carreno going to Petro. Petro around the defense, goes toward the hoop, out to Carreno. She'll come in a couple of steps and draw a foul. So Carreno will have two free throws.
Foul is on Wendell for her first, team's third. They got her in the act of shooting.
She'll try and score her first varsity point. The first is good. Makes it 49-13.
Niekamp will come back in. Colleague goes out.
Carreno missed all of last year for Jay County with an injury. In the first, what, three games of this year? Two or three games. And she banks in the second one. 50-13 the score. County back by 37. 2:15 to play in the contest. Here is Mullenkamp. Going to Callie Wendell to Guggenbiller. I don't know how she's not out of bounds over there. It's close. And it is Mullenkamp. Looks to pass to Guggenbiller. Now back out to Wendell to Mullenkamp. Really throw it away or they will. It'll be over and back. Turnover number 20 on the Indians.
Jay thought County she was going to wait too long for that, and May was going to steal it for a layup.
Down to 1:40 to play in the fourth.
If no one picks her up, will she shoot it?
Yeah. Down low to Denton, hooks it to Petro, up and in. Cassie Petro with the basket. Makes it 52-13. 1:15 to play. Mullenkamp with it to Guggenbiller. Back up top to Wendell. Whips it around to Guggenbiller. Pass deflected. Indians get it back. Still struggling to get shots off.
Yes, they are.
Left side, Wendell for three. Missed it. Rebound taken down by Jay and Meredith Dirksen with 50 seconds to play. Dirksen with the ball. Let's see if Jay County takes another shot.
I think against the support recovery starters, they're just going to let them play.
With the ball is Carreno. Well, we didn't get a broadcast of the JV game today, but we get a lot of JV players here. Ball knocked out of bounds. 20 seconds to play. Official taking plenty of time to get it back in. Down to 15. Carreno with it. Up top to Meredith Dirksen. She thought about it.
If it had been the student section at Jay County, they would have been screaming, shoot it.
Yeah. Final score will be Jay County 52. And Fort Recovery 13. Carreno thought about it too. Thought better of it. Again, 52 for Jay County and 13 for Fort Recovery. Patriots go to 7-1 on the year. Fort Recovery drops to 0-4. Again, 52-13, the Patriots with the victory. We'll come back, have a postgame show coming up after this.
Dr. David Fullenkamp and Dr. Abby Small and their staff are proud to support the Jay County Patriots. Be sure to stop by their office and look over their lines of frames from Maui Jim, Nike, Harley-Davidson, Lamb, and Ellen Tracy. They also carry a wide selection of sunwear for adults and children. Dr. Fullenkamp and Dr. Small's office is located at 1111 North Meridian Street, Portland. Stop by or call 726-4210 to schedule your eye exam with Dr. David Fullenkamp or Dr. Abby Small.
The holidays are upon us. Have you made your list and checked it twice? With so much to do, where do you start? Right here at home. Whether you're trimming the tree, planning the menu, sprucing up the house, or even planning a holiday getaway, our local businesses have you covered. So please remember to support the retailers, restaurants, caterers, and other service providers in our community by shopping and buying local this holiday season. Sponsored by your local Chamber of Commerce and First Bank of Bern.
You may not know it, but Hitzer Patio and Fireplace is the perfect gift center for most everyone on your gift list.
Big green egg grills, gift certificates, custom Hitzer fire pits, Pelican premium coolers, laser cut signs and decorations in most any size or shape. Hitzer, 269 East Main Street in Bern.
Merry Christmas from Hitzer.
At Portland Insurance, we're committed to keeping farmers strong with quality insurance coverage that fits your unique world. From a hobby farm to a large corporate farm and everything in between, we can find the proper coverage and make it as simple as possible. See me, Kyle Champ, at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse, Jay County defeating Fort Recovery today by a score of 52-13. Jay County going to 7-1 on the year. Fort Recovery dropping to 0-4. Let's go to Zeb and look at the first half of our postgame stats.
First for Jay County, they're led in the scoring by Renna Sweeterman with 23, 9 points for Gabby Bilbrey, 8 points for Sophie Saxman, 3 points for Meredith Dirksen, 3 points for Molly Mullenkamp, 2 points for Brianna Dirksen, 2 points for Cassie Petro, and 2 points for Natalie Carreno. Shooting for Jay County in the first quarter, they were 6 of 13 for 46%. Second quarter, 5 of 12 for 42%. Third quarter, 5 of 8 for 63%. And fourth quarter, 2 of 6 for 33%. So on the night or day, Jay County was 18 of 39 for 46% from the floor. From the free throw line, this was a stellar day for Jay County in free throws. In the first quarter, Jay County was 3 of 4 for 75%. Second quarter, 4 of 5 for 80%. Third quarter, 3 of 4 for 75%. And fourth quarter, 2 for 2. So on the day, Jay County was 12 of 15 for 80% from the free throw line. From the three-point range, Jay County in the first quarter was 2 of 3 for 67%. Second quarter, 0 for 3. Third quarter, 1 of 2 for 50%. And fourth quarter, 1 of 2 for 50%. So on the night, or day, Jay County was 4 of 10 for 40% from three-point range. When we come back, we'll take a look at Fort Recovery's game stats.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here on the postgame show with Jay County head coach Kirk Comer. And coach, another nice win for your team today, and you got your shooting back on track, too.
Yeah, I thought we, shot a. I was hoping we didn't have a. Don't ever have another shooting back night like the other night. But yeah, I was proud of the kids. Nice bounce back. Whenever you make shots, it makes everything else look a lot better.
Got off to a good start. Fort Recovery made a little run. You called timeout, and I think you held them scoreless for good 10, 12 minutes after that game time, so some time out, really good time.
Yeah, I think, sometimes you just, you get mentally, you're just not as focused, when you get a big lead, and sometimes you got to refocus, and I was really proud of the kids for finishing strong, and that's the big thing right now is just trying to play at our level and become a better basketball team.
And Rob playing an afternoon game like this at noon, it really didn't seem to affect the team too much.
No, it didn't. I mean, and hopefully we get to play, in the tournament, at this time, and that'd be a lot of fun.
Free throw shooting 12 of 15 today, much better.
Yeah, I mean, again, a lot of that has to do with, who we get to the free throw line. We got good free throw shooters, and it's all about confidence, and we're shooting with more confidence right now.
23 points for Renna Sweeterman tonight. She's back on track today. That's another good sign.
Yeah, I mean, she's a great player, and she's not gonna play like she did. Knock on wood again. But what I'm really pleased about is she's sharing the ball and getting other kids involved, and other kids are really stepping up, and that's what makes this team really fun to watch and really good is that. Everybody knows their roles and everybody contributes.
Today was one of those games where you got to play a lot of players too off the bench. Get some of your JV players involved.
Yeah, it's hard to get in a rhythm in a game like this because we're putting people in different situations, trying to let some girls play with the starters and to see how they do and to give them an opportunity so I was really pleased with the effort from everybody today we just got to continue to get better.
All right, congrats on the win. We'll see you on Tuesday at Muncie Central.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Jay County Head Coach Kirk Comer here on the postgame show. We'll come back and check the Fort Recovery stats coming up right after this timeout.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a SimpliSafe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Tim Klingensmith at Raymond James & Associates in Portland is proud to sponsor this broadcast and wishes Jay County good luck this season. At Raymond James, the financial well-being of our clients always comes first. Raymond James financial advisor Tim Klingensmith, with over 30 years of experience, along with Maria Snow, client services associate, are available to help you with your financial needs at 928 North Meridian Street in Portland or call them at 260-726-8596. Raymond James & Associates Incorporated. Member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. Life well planned.
Rex Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction are proud to be the source for all of your commercial and industrial concrete and general construction needs, plus crane service as well. Mid-States corporate office is now located in the former bank building on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, proud to support Jay County students in the classroom and on the courts.
Back here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse, again, Jay County defeating Fort Recovery 52-13. Back to Zeb for the Fort Recovery stats.
The Fort Recovery is led in scoring by Kennedy Mullenkamp with 6, 4 points for Carly Niekamp, 2 points for Sage Luthold, and 1 point for Callie Wendell. Shooting for Fort Recovery in the first quarter, they were 1 of 5 for 20%. Second quarter, 3 of 9 for 33%. Third quarter, 1 of 6 for 17%. Fourth quarter, 1 of 6 for 17%. So, on the day, Fort Recovery was 6 of 26 for 23% from the floor. From the free throw line, on the day, Fort Recovery was 1 of 4 for 25% from the free throw line. All those free throws coming in the first half. From three-point range, on the day, Fort Recovery was 0 for 8 from beyond the arc. And I had Jay County out-rebounding Fort Recovery today, 27-14.
Turnovers, first quarter Fort Recovery with 8, second quarter 5, third quarter 5, and fourth quarter 2. They end up with 20. Jay County turnovers, 5 in the first quarter, 3 in the second, 1 in the third, and 1 in the fourth. Patriots end up with 10. Turnovers, quarter scores, 17-3 after 1, Jay, 31-9 at the half. 45-11 after 3. And again, the final, Jay County 45 and Fort Recovery 13. Jay County goes to 7-1. Fort Recovery drops to 0-4. We'll wrap things up coming up right after this timeout.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. If you or a loved one is 65 or over, it's time to review your Medicare Part D coverage. Plan options continue to change every year. If you're concerned about the cost of your Medicare drugs and coverage, Kalp Pharmacy can help with a free plan comparison to make sure you get the medications you need. To set up a free Medicare plan review, visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, or call 1-800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
K&L Tractor Sales on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery has a large assortment of farm toys perfect for Christmas gifts. They have pedal tractors, small farm sets, hats, t-shirts, as well as other smaller items that fit under the Christmas tree. And don't forget about the big ticket items that go in the barn. Everyone at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery wish you a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Back here at Fort Recovery High School, the Patriots defeating Fort Recovery 52-13, and a nice victory for the Patriots, again, going to 7-1. They will next be in action on Tuesday at Muncie Central. Fort Recovery will next be in action on Thursday. They will be at home against the Parkway Panthers. Again, coming up tonight, we'll have Jay County and Fort Recovery boys basketball, JV varsity, starting at 6 o'clock from Jay County. You can hear that here on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks to our studio producers tonight. Again, Eric Catterly first, and then Sebastian Solis Florida Radio, and then Neil Spencer here for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for everyone for listening, both from Jay County and Fort Recovery, and of course, all of our fine sponsors once again. Thanks to Zeb Hudson for his great work again. The Patriots win at 52-13 over Fort Recovery. By the way, if you were wondering, Marion Local won their state football championship 14-6. So congrats to the Flyers as they finish the season undefeated as the state champions. Again, Marion Local winning the state football championship here in Ohio. Again, the final here is Jay County 52-13 for the Fort Recovery Indians. From the Fort Site Fieldhouse, I'm Justin Mangle. I'll talk to you later for the boys' game about 6 o'clock here tonight.
You've been listening to Lady Patriot Basketball on J Country 101. This broadcast has been presented by community-minded sponsors and by the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your Jay County sports station.